You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Joy is made complete when we love and serve others the way Jesus did. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Joyful.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're so happy na magkakasama tayo ngayong araw na to. We would like to invite you kung 18 years old ka na hanggang 65 years old at nakakalabas ka na naman ngayon, maybe going to the market or going to eat outside. We would like to invite you. Bukas na po ang ating on-site services and we would like you to join us. Okay, register lang po tayo online so that together we can slowly restore the value of what is central and essential in our church life. That is the gathering of the embodied church. Sama-sama po ulit tayo. Magkita-kita po tayo sa Victory Center natin sa Metro East, okay? And we know that medyo masarap din pong gawin tong services sa bahay. But again, we would like to encourage you, okay? Kung nakakalabas naman po kayo, do join us. And for the rest of us naman po, kung kayo po ay below 18 years old or probably beyond 65 years old or probably hindi kayo nakaka-register, naunahan kayo lagi, okay lang po yun, okay? Online services po muna tayo. But for the rest of us, sana po magkasama-sama tayo sa on-site services natin. And take note, okay? We are making sure that we are observing safety and health protocols on our on-site services. In fact, pag umaten po kayo ng on-site services natin, you will not be allowed to remove your face mask and face shield for the duration of the service. Okay, so sana po, try po natin bumalik sa on-site services natin kung pwede naman po sa age natin at pwede po sa health conditions natin. Okay, so hope to see you on our on-site services. Now, let's talk about the preaching of the word. Okay, teka, wag muna nating pag-usapan yan. Gusto ko pala muna kayong batiin, okay? Kasi nga naman special yung araw na to, Feb 14. So, Happy Valentine's! So, kung may katabi ka dyan, nanonood ngayon, bati mo naman siya, Happy Valentine's, Happy Feb Ibig, okay? So, pag-usapan kasi yung Valentine's, di po ba lahat tayo, nagiging hot topic yung usapang relationship. Kaya pakipusuan mo naman, okay, yung comment section natin. Yan, padalhan mo ng puso yung mga friends mo, yung mga kakilala mo. So, usapang relationship. And gusto ko rin sigurong batiin yung wife ko. Okay, hi, Han. Okay, ang pinakamagandang babae po para sa akin sa balat ng lupa, si Che. So, hi, I love you. Happy Valentine's. Yan, so kinilig naman kayo. So, usapang relationship, okay? Let me tell you a truth when it comes to relationship, okay? Being in a relationship is not easy. Or let me correct that. Being in a harmonious relationship is not easy. That's the truth of the matter. But in reality, a lot of us are still desiring to be in one. Gusto nating magkaroon ng relationship. And it makes you wonder why. Bakit po? Kasi God designed us to be in a relationship. God designed us to be in a relationship. In the Bible, when God created man and a woman, okay? So he designed them to be in a relationship. In fact, nung tiningnan ni God si Adam, he said it's not good for man to be alone. Kaya ginawa niya si Eve para kay Adam. Why? Because God designed us to be in a relationship. Kaya kung mapapansin niyo po, tayo na pinanganak tayo, we were born in a family. Okay? Karamihan sa atin, meron tayong mga magulang, meron po tayong mga kapatid. When we grow up, we find ourselves being drawn or attracted, desiring to have a romantic relationship with someone. There's a longing in us to have friends na maging connected sa ibang tao. And in fact, if we're added to a church, there God designed us to have brothers and sisters in this church community. Why? Because God designed us to be in a relationship. And when you look at relationship, we need to understand that our relationship is greatly connected to joy. Our relationships is greatly connected to joy. In fact, we could say that our closest relationships can give us joy, but at the same time, they can rob us of joy. Mapapansin po natin yan, especially with the people who are closest to us, then pag nagkakaroon ng misunderstanding, kapag sa mag-asawa, nagkakatampuhan, nagkakaroon ng konting gasgasan, it robs us of our joy. Minsan, there are conflicts between parents and their children. Especially kapag mga teenagers, tapos yung mga magulang, minsan hindi sila magkaintindihan. Minsan, among siblings, nagkakaroon din ng conflict, ng tension, ng misunderstanding between friends. Kaya nga may tinatawag tayo na friendship over. Ayan. So, Why? Kasi there are misunderstandings. Minsan nangyayari po na hindi po harmonious yung relationship natin with our loved ones. And we would see it in our school, we would see it in our homes, we would see it in our offices, and the truth of the matter is this, we would also see it in the church. In fact, that's exactly the case in the church na pag-uusapan natin ngayong araw na ito, yung church in Philippi. And here in the Paul that in the letter that Paul wrote for the church in Philippi, he was basically addressing, okay, that concern in this church. And he is even saying to them that in spite of the misunderstandings, in spite of the tensions that you may encounter with one another in your relationships, you can still have joy in your relationships. Yun po yung gusto natin pag-usapan, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, our closest relationships can give us joy, but they can also rob us of joy. Okay, so open your Bibles. Pag-usapan natin ito sa Book of Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 2 to verse 8. Okay, I'm going to read from the New International Version. So, nandun na po ba kayo? Chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. Let us read. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, and even death on the cross. Let us pray. God, we thank you for indeed you want to speak to us this day. And thank you, Father, that indeed in whatever situation we are in, whatever setup we may have in our relationships, you want to grant us joy. So today, as you speak your wisdom to us, may we also have the grace to apply what you're teaching us and to respond to you in worship and praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ayan po. So makikita natin yung part ng letter ni Paul to the church in Philippi. Now, let me give you a background about the church in Philippi, okay? Yung church po na to, okay, is actually founded by Paul. Okay, siya po yung nagtayo. Siya yung nagsimula ng church na to. And we will see that from the book of Acts. Now, since he is the one who founded this church, we could actually assume and see from his letter to this church that he has a close relationship with them. So close na close po sila. This is not like the letters that he sent to the other churches na hindi siya yung nag-founder, nag-plant, okay? So, dun kasi medyo kinukorek nila siya, kinukorek niya sa mga to, or medyo hindi siya ganun ka-close. Pero to, may strong relationship siya. And what we would see in the letter that Paul sent to the church in Philippi is that the central theme of his letter is all about joy. Can you say that with me? Joy. Okay, so, in fact, we would see that in this letter, around 16 times na mention yung joy or probably rejoice or any variation of that word. Pinag-uusapan lagi yung joy. And the idea here in this letter is that Paul wrote this letter when he was in prison. Okay? And here, he is trying to tell us that no matter what we are going through in life, we can experience true and authentic joy. No matter what we are going through, we can experience true and authentic joy. And this is good news for every one of us, right? Gusto natin to, di ba? Why? Kasi we want our lives to be full of joy. We want our lives to be full of joy. Kaya nga po nung week 1 natin, last week, pinag-usapan natin that we can have joy even when we are suffering. And today, pag-usapan natin that we can have joy in our relationships. We can have joy in our relationships. Now, when we look at the letter of Paul to the church in Philippi, we would see that he was also making mention. Okay, pinapakita niya sa atin that he has joy in his relationship with the church in Philippi. In fact, in chapter 1, verses 3 to 5 says there, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Also in chapter 4, verse 1 says there, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, dear friends, obviously, he is joyful in his relationship with the church in Philippi. But at the same time, when he was writing this to this church, he was also trying to address certain conflicts, certain tensions that was happening in that church. In fact, he made mention of two particular persons. They are probably leaders in the church by the name of Euodia and Syntyche. Okay? Syntyche. So, yun po yung mga pangalan ng dalawang yun. And he basically saying na magbati na kayo. Okay? Be united. Mag-ayos na kayong dalawa. You are meant to have joy in your relationship. Now, going back to the text that we read a while ago, okay, from verse 1 to verse 8, we could actually divide it into two parts. Yung verses 1 to 4, which basically talks about principles that we are to live by. These are principles that Paul was saying to the church in Philippi, and I believe principles that God wants us to practice as well in our time. But at the same time, in verses 5 to 8, Paul also described the picture, okay? The picture of someone who lives by this principle. That's from verses 5 to 8. And our hope is that we would fully grasp, that we would be able to fully see, okay, kung ano yung picture na to, so that we would be able to embody it as well. Okay? So now, balikan natin, okay, yung verse 1. Sabi sa Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, he was basically setting up the church in Philippi. He was saying na, this letter is for you. Kung sa tingin mo, nagbebelong ka sa kategory na to, kung sa tingin mo, itong description na to ay para sa'yo, this letter, this exhortation about these principles is for you. Okay, para sa iyo to. Eh, sino ba naman yung makakatanggi? Sino ba yung makakapag-deny? Doon sa mga church in Philippi, that they were people who are united in Christ. They're all saved. They're part of the church. Okay? That they have received comfort from His love, that they have the Holy Spirit in them, and they themselves are people who wants to give tenderness and compassion. So parang, wala na silang magagawa, i-re-receive na lang nila yung exhortation ni Paul. And I think the same goes for us. I believe that you are here and to a certain degree, you have received the love, the grace, and the care that God has for us. To a certain degree, we all have a relationship with our God. To a certain degree, we know that Jesus is here for us. He is blessing us. He is saving us. That's why this letter, this message is also for you. And he even said that he even appealed to them, saying that it would be his joy. Paul said, it would be my joy if you would live by these principles. Kung i-apply nyo, kung ipapractice nito. So basically, after saying that, he talked about two principles, okay? Two life principles to live by. And we could also actually name it principles to live by. We could also say that they are life principles of humility. We can also term it as life principles to have joy. So, bahala na po kayo. But nonetheless, these are biblical principles that we are meant to live by. Verse 3 says there, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. The main idea there, principle, is that we are to value others above ourselves. Value others above ourselves. Ibig sabihin nun, we are to see other people more important than us. We are to see other people more important than us. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not talking about lowering your esteem or your confidence or being insecure. Yung parang, ako, sino ba naman ako? Sila, bigatin sila. Tapos ako, hindi ako importante. Ako, parang wala akong halaga. Basura lang ako. Hindi ganun, okay? That's not the meaning of valuing others more than yourself, okay? What Paul was trying to point out here is that we are to see the good in others. That yes, we are great in certain things, but we have to see that other people are great as well in many things, in wisdom, in strength, in ability, in competence, that we are not to look down on other people. Okay, we are to value them. Ibig sabihin, in situations where there needs to be a decision or probably a direction or may mga kailangan mangyari, we need to see that these people are important as well, na hindi natin iniisip yung sarili lang natin. Yun yung sinasabi ni Paul. We are to value others above ourselves. We are to value others above ourselves. Now, verse 4 says there, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of the others. Here, we will see another principle, and it says that we are to look out for the interest of others. We are to look out for the interest of others. Ibig sabihin nun, we are to see the concerns of other people more important than our concerns. We are to see the concerns of other people more important than our concerns. Most of the time, di ba, misan parang ang daling makita ng sarili nating pangangailangan. But what Paul is trying to say here is, tingnan mo din yung pangangailangan ng ibang tao. In fact, i-prioritize mo yon more than your own gain, more than your own interest, more than your own concern. And normally, we would see this sa mga mag-asawa na pinaprioritize nila yung need ng asawa nila more than their want. Minsan, binibigay yung need ng mga anak more than yung pangangailangan ng mga magulang. Sometimes, nakikita natin ito sa mga athlete. Okay, minsan, they're willing to sacrifice their own personal goals, yung stats nila, just for their team to win. Okay, so makikita natin yan. So, ganun din yung nakikita natin, supposedly, sa mga Kristiyano. Okay, mga tao na willing to sacrifice their personal comfort, who's willing to be persecuted, just for them to be able to share the gospel, so that they may receive the greatest blessing in their life. Okay, yun yung sinasabi dito. When we say we are to look out for the interest of others more than our own personal interest. Now, when you look at these two principles that Paul was sharing and God is exhorting to us today, it is quite a tall order. Hindi po ganun kadali na i-value yung ibang tao higit sa ating sarili. Hindi ganun kadali na tingnan natin yung concern ng ibang tao na mas mahalaga kumpara sa mga concern natin. Madaling sabihin, pero mahirap gawin. Why? Because we are naturally inclined to pursue selfish ambition or to have self-interest. Yun yung natural inclination natin. Yun yung natural na gusto nating gawin or gusto nating sundin. We value ourselves more than others. Okay, di ba pag nagkakagulo, minsan ang una mong sinisave yung sarili mo. I'm sure there are people who are really noble and they will save other people, but by default, our concern, our value na binibigay na sa sarili is highest, okay? Way higher than the rest of the people around us. We are always after self-promotion. Di ba? Parang pag pumunta ka sa isang company, nag-apply ka, ang vision mo, ang goal mo, ma-promote ka eventually, di ba? Hindi ka naman pumasok sa isang company na, ano kaya pwede kong gawin para yung mga teammates ko ma-promote silang lahat kahit hindi ako ma-promote? Or yung boss ko para ma-promote siya na ma-promote? Or magka-increase ng sweldo? Hindi, di ba? Most of the time, our interest is, paano kaya mamimit yung concern ko? Paano ako mapopromote? Paano ako mag-e-excel? Paano mag-i-increase yung sweldo ko? Paano ako mapapansin? Paano ako magiging sikat? Paano ako magkakaroon ng more power? In fact, when you look at Google, pag nag-search ka about self-promotion, napakarami nating article, napakarami nating book na mababasa tungkol sa self-promotion. Why? Because it is a natural desire that we have. When you look at the generation that we have, did you know that the previous generations, the latter generations that we have in our nation are even termed or called as the selfie generation? Why? Because they are also consumed, they are more concerned about the things happening in themselves. Selfie generation. There's even an article in the Time magazine na yung terminology na ginamit nila is the me generation. Why? Because we are bent to be being selfish, being concerned about what is good for us. In fact, mapapansin mo nga to kahit sa simpleng pagpapicture lang natin eh. Di ba tayo mga Pilipino, hilig natin magpapicture? Paano mo masasabing maganda yung isang group picture? Or talagang kapost-post yung isang group picture? Pag nagpakuha ka, ang una mo tinitingnan, kung maganda yung itsura mo dun sa picture, di ba? Tapos, pagka maganda ka, okay lang kahit pangit silang lahat. Basta yung angel mo maganda. Pero pag mukhang, uy, mukhang hindi ganun kaganda yung angel ko, parang, ay, pangit. Pangit na picture, wag natin i-post. How is that? Because we are looking after our own interest. That's why when God said we are to value others more than ourselves, we are to look out for others' interest more than our interest, it is a tall order. It is not easy. It is very difficult. And the Bible says, we are to do it. That's what the Bible is saying. We are to practice it. In fact, the Bible even says in verse 5 that we are to practice it in all our relationships. It says there, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In your relationships with one another, ibig sabihin nun, it involves or it includes yung relationship natin with our spouse, sa asawa natin, sa children natin, sa friends natin, sa neighbors natin, sa office mates natin, sa classmates natin, sa lahat ng tao na nakakasama natin, sa churchmates natin. We are to practice these two principles in all our relationships. Now, as we read through the scripture, especially in chapter 2 and chapter 3, we would see that Paul was presenting certain examples on how this is being lived out or who exemplifies this. He made mention of Timothy. He made mention of Epaphroditus, okay, na pinadala kay Paul during that time. He also made mention of himself as an example. But what we want to talk about today for the rest of our preaching is the perfect picture, the perfect example of someone who values others above himself and someone who looks after the interest of others above himself, okay? And that person is none other than Jesus. Jesus' life and death paints the perfect picture of someone who is valuing others and someone who is looking out for the interest of others. So ano bang makikita natin sa pagsasabuhay, okay? Sa pag-live out ni Jesus ng principles na ito. Una, we will see a picture of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Verse 6 says there, who being in the very nature of God, or very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. When you think about it, Jesus has the perfect setup in heaven. Diba? Meron siyang, wala siyang difficulty na pinagdadaanan. There's no pain. There's no sorrow. He even have the angels to serve him, to do his bidding. But what's so amazing about him is that he voluntarily gave up all these things, came down from heaven to earth, became a carpenter, born as a man. Okay? Why? For your interest, for my interest. He did that. He sacrificed it all. He sacrificed so much. He made himself nothing. That's what the Bible says. He made himself nothing. Kasi nga naman, God na siya with all these benefits, with all these good things that is with him in heaven, binaliwala niya, sinacrifice niya. Literally, he made himself nothing. Now here, we would see that Jesus practicing this principle, and because of that, it involved him sacrificing. Now the question for us today is this. Are we willing to sacrifice those that are valuable to us? It may involve our time, it may involve our money, for God and for those that we are in a relationship with. Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to lose those valuable things so that we could have or we could continue that joyful relationship with those people around us? Are we willing? Because again, okay, this principle to be applied would involve sacrifice. Another picture that you would see in the life of Jesus is the picture of servanthood. Okay, servanthood. Verse 7 says, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I like the word servant. Okay, yun yung ginamit nito. Why? Kasi he did not just come here on earth to serve. He came to serve as a servant. He did not just come to serve, he came to serve as a servant. What is so special about him serving as a servant, okay? I want you to realize that a person can serve Any person actually, any person can serve for personal gain. Pwede siyang mag-serve kasi gusto niyang may makuhang favor, finances, or blessing in return. Tama ba? We do that. Okay, we do serve other people, pero sometimes gusto natin may kapalit. But a servant serves for the so that the person he is serving may gain something. Magkaibang magkaiba. Yung una, nagsiserve ka lang kasi may makukuha ka. Pero yung servant, nagsiserve siya para yung sineserve niya, yun yung may makuha. And that's the picture of Jesus coming here on earth. He came here on earth to serve as a servant. He did that when he served the people on earth. He did that when he was washing the feet of the disciples. He did that when he was feeding the people, when he was healing, when he was raising the dead, when he was teaching them, when he was doing all those miracles. He was serving as a servant. He was serving not that he wants to gain something from it. He was serving so that the people he is serving may gain something. Now the question for us is this. If applying this principle involves serving as a servant, are we willing to serve so those that we are serving or so that those that we are in a relationship with may gain something? Are we willing to serve so those that we are in a relationship with may gain something? Do we see ourselves more of a person who wants to serve or more of a person who wants to be served? Do we see ourselves as someone who is above doing certain tasks? Naku, hindi para sa akin yan, yung menial task na yan. Hindi para sa akin yan kasi masyadong madumi. Hindi bagay sa akin. Are we willing to do whatever it takes to bring something good to those that we are in a relationship with? Are we willing to do whatever it takes so that we could bring something good to the people around us? Because applying these principles, seeing people more valuable than us, looking up after their interest, would always involve serving as a servant or servanthood. Lastly, last picture that we would see in the life of Jesus is suffering. Suffering. Verse 8 says, "And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." Jesus was willing to go through all the suffering that we would see in Scripture so that we may receive forgiveness and salvation. He went through all of that, okay? And what we would see is that he was not exempted from suffering. And the truth is, so are we. We're not exempted from suffering as well. But what is so amazing about Jesus is this. He fully embraced and welcomed this suffering so that he may bring the greatest blessing to you and me. Now the question is, if these principles would involve suffering, are we willing to be inconvenienced and even suffer so that the gospel and the blessing that we have in mind may be received by those people that we have relationship with? Are we willing to be inconvenienced and even suffer for the gospel or for the relationship that we have with others? Are we willing to do that? Again, God is calling us to value others more than ourselves, to look at the interest of others more than ourselves. And we do that by practicing these things through sacrifice, through servanthood, and even through suffering. And what's so amazing about the story of Jesus is this, because he did practice all these things, guess what? There's a great return for us. There's a great result that you and I are experiencing right now. The Bible says, una, Jesus was exalted. In verse 9, says there, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." God was exalted. But the greatest result is something that you and I are experiencing. And that is the joyful relationship that we can now have with God. A joyful relationship with God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." The Bible says, to bring you and me to God. To bring you and me to our relationship with our Father so that you and I can be connected to Him. The Bible says because of sin, we are separated from God. The Bible says because we have sinned against God, we cannot have that personal relationship with Him. But the Bible says because of this sacrifice, because of this servanthood, because of this suffering that Jesus had to go through, we can now have that relationship with God through Christ. That's the greatest gain. That's the greatest victory. That's the greatest blessing that you and I can have. And when you look at it, that it seems like that relationship with God because of our sin is something that is impossible to be fixed. It's impossible for us to have that joyful relationship with Him. But because of Jesus, it was made possible. Because of Jesus, it is now possible. Telling us that whatever relationship we may have with the people around us, with our spouse, with our children, with our friends, with the people in the church or in our offices and school, guess what? We can have relationships with them and we can have a joyful one. Not because of our own strength, but because of what Christ has done for us. Now, as I land this, let me ask two questions. The question says, una, how can we do it? Sabi sa Bible, nagawa ni Timothy, nagawa ni Paul, nagawa nung mga tao sa Old Testament and sa New Testament na may practice to. Pero how can we do it? We can do it. The truth of the matter is, you and I can do it. But it is not a response to the goodness of others. Why? Because there are times that people are not good to us, di ba? It will also not be a response to our own goodness. Hindi because, kasi invite ko eh. I'm gonna do this to other people. I'm gonna value them more than myself. I'm gonna do this, focus on their interest more than mine. Not because of our own goodness. But we can do this as a response to God's goodness. Because God is so good to us, He made it possible for us to have a relationship with God. Now, we can do it towards other people as well. We can pay it forward. We could bless them as well. We could give something that we have already received. And then another question is this. Why should we do it? Why? Not for the sake of other people, not even for our sake, but for the sake of Jesus. For Jesus' sake, we do it for Him. We do it because we want to honor Him. We do it because we want to worship Him. So as I close, I want to leave this statement to you to capture everything that we talked about in this preaching. The key to have joy in our relationships is to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interest of others for Jesus' sake. The key to joy in our relationships is to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interest of others for Jesus' sake. Let us pray. Lord, I thank You for indeed You valued us more than Yourself. You valued us more than Your convenience. You valued us more than the interest, Lord God, that You may have in this world. And thank You, Father, for indeed, Lord God, as You did that to us, Lord, You enabled us, God, to be in a position to be forgiven. You allowed us to be in a position to have a relationship with You. And thank You, Father, that with the same grace that enabled us to be connected to You, to have that relationship with You, Lord, the same grace can now be used for us to have joyful relationship with other people. Father, I pray for the grace to have humility in our hearts. I pray for the grace that we may look at people more valuable than ourselves. Lord, we pray for the grace that would allow us to prioritize the interest of other people more than ourselves. Lord, we pray for that grace. And I thank You because by faith, Lord God, You are giving it to us, Lord God, because Christ is in us. And as we continually live for You, Lord, You are shaping our heart. You're changing our attitude. You're changing how we relate to other people. And thank You that by Your grace, indeed, we would have that joyful, harmonious relationship with our spouse, with our children, with our friends, with everyone who is around us. Lord, thank You for the grace to have that joyful relationships in our lives. Thank You, Lord. I want to pray for the two groups of people as you join us in this service. Maybe you are here and you're one of those people who are already about to give up on your relationships. You just know na pagod ka na. You just know that there are so much hurt, so much pain that you're experiencing because of your relationship. And you're saying, I want to give up. I want to let go. Maybe you're here and you're watching me. I believe God is here and God knows exactly the pain that you're feeling. Maybe you are here and you're someone who has already given up on certain relationships. Sinukuan mo na, binitawa mo na, tinalikuran mo na. Because it is so painful for you. It is not helping you at all. Feeling mo parang pabigat na tong relationship na to. But God is saying, I'm calling you back to that relationship. It's still possible to be restored. God is here and God wants to heal you as well. Maybe you're here and you just know there are so many relationships in your life that became so dysfunctional. Pero, and dahil doon, hirap ka nang mag-build ng relationship with other people. Hirap ka nang magtiwala, hirap ka nang magmahal, hirap ka nang kumonek sa ibang tao. You just want to be alone. Gusto mo mag-isa ka na lang. If you belong to those group of people, I believe that God is here and God wants to grant healing to you. God wants to rescue you from that pain and God wants to restore you to joyful relationships in your life. If that is you, would you bow your head and acknowledge it before God? Would you receive His grace? And would you respond to Him in faith? Not saying, Lord, I know you can do this for me. I know you can make it possible for me to have joyful relationships once more. If that is you, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those who are joining us right now with all those broken relationships. Some of them, susuko na, iba sa kanila sumuko na. Some of them, nasira na yung relationship na meron sila. But I thank you, God, for you are our Redeemer. In the same way that you have restored our relationship with you, you can restore the relationship that they have with the loved ones that they have, with the important relationships that you have placed upon their lives. Thank you, Father, for Lord, you are creating situations. You are making it possible for them to reconnect with them. But I thank you, Father, that even today, you are also granting healing to those who are hurt. Some of them, Lord God, there is still that pain. Nandun pa, Panginoon, yung sakit na nararamdaman nila because of this relationship. But I thank you, Father, for they can fully surrender this to you and they can find release. Right now, if you're that person, just surrender it to God. And by faith, receive that healing, receive that release from God. God saying, my son, my daughter, I know your pain. I'm here. Let me receive it. Let me take it from you. And I thank you, Father, that as you take it from them, Lord God, you are also going to replace it with faith, hopes that they can build once more on those relationships. I also pray that you would send forth key relationships in their lives, relationships that would be life-giving, relationships that would be yung faithful sa'yo, yung relationship na tutulong sa kanila so that it would enrich them as a person and it would push them towards you. Lord, I thank you because you're doing a mighty healing and restoration in their lives right now. Lord, thank you for wonderful, joyful relationships. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. You know what? If you are one of those who pray that prayer, get connected with that person. Trust God that He would do a work in your efforts and He would be the one to bless you as you connect to that person relationally again. Okay? Last group of people before we close in prayer. I want to pray for those of you who doesn't have a relationship with God yet. Today, you are here not by accident because God is inviting you to have a personal relationship with Him. And that is by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Would you make that decision today? If that is you, would you bow your heads and pray this with me? Jesus, thank you for giving me this chance to have a relationship with our God. Today, I ask forgiveness for my sins. And thank you, Father, because as you have allowed Jesus to die on the cross, now I can receive forgiveness. Now I can have that relationship with you. So today, I make that decision to surrender my life to you. I receive your forgiveness and I receive this new life that you're offering me. Lord, I choose to turn my back, to repent of my old ways. Today, I commit myself to live for you and to honor you. And thank you, God, that as I surrender my life to you, Lord, you are now my Lord. You are now my Savior. Allow me to enjoy this relationship with you and allow this relationship with you to overflow so that I may also have wonderful and life-giving and God-honoring relationships in my life starting today. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision today. May you continually grow their walk with you and send forth other relationships in their lives so that they would also have friends who would push them to grow in their relationship with you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Ang bilis po ng oras, but I really pray that God spoke to you this day, that God ministered to you. So let me just speak a blessing to all of you before we end. Lord, I pray for those who join us in this preaching. Thank you, Father, for indeed you would be the one to help them continually encounter you every day of their lives. I pray that they would continually grow in their relationship with you, and may they be a blessing to all the people around them, especially to those that they have a relationship with. Bless them always, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us, everyone. Happy Valentine's. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.